Hi, Sander. How are you?
Just terrific, Jill. And you?
Always happy when you are terrific. It's what I live for.
So today's
It's true. Today's
we have an interesting topic today. Very, very interesting one.
Okay, and that topic is: what are some of the things that make good employees quit?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time we tend to talk about average employees and why either they quit or ask to leave. But this is different. You know, the things we need to think about for our listeners are: what makes good employees quit? What are some of the things that we really don't think that much about? But hopefully after the show, Jill, we'll be able to embed some other thoughts into the minds of our CEOs and bosses. So let's go through most of them. I'm not sure we'll have the time to do all of them, but it's pretty incredible. You often hear managers complaining about their best employees leaving, and they really, do have something to complain about. Few things are as costly and disruptive as good people walking out the door. Very difficult to see that. We've all seen it, certainly I have. And, there are some things that I forgot. So let's go through the things that prompt the good people to leave you. So number one, managers tend to blame their turnover problems on everything under the sun while ignoring the crux of the matter. People don't leave jobs, Jill. They leave their managers. And, that's what they do. No matter how good your job is, this is something we've discussed on the show before. No matter how much money you're making, if you don't like your boss, you're not going to stay. You're getting out. I mean, why have a miserable life, have to go there to work? Good job. But you hate the guy you're working for. You hate the gal you're working for. Big problem. So I would say, clearly, that's number one. Two, the sad thing is that, this can be easily avoided. Easily. All that's required, and we need to think about that, is a new perspective and some extra effort on the manager's part. And what does that mean, Joe? Managers have to be trained to get the best out of their people. And if you're an A player, you get the attention of the manager. And take care of that A player, because that A player is the one who makes you look good. Next, we need to really study, understand the 9 worst things that managers do that send good people packing. What did they do? By the way, this is an excerpt from an article by a pretty good management consultant. He's more of an operations person. Qutub Barad is his name. And he writes very well. So we're taking some of his thoughts. We need to understand, of course, the 9 worst things that managers do that send good people packing. So, number one, this is not necessarily in order of importance, but number one, they overwork people. Overwork people. Nothing burns good employees quite like overwork them. It's so tempting to work your best people hard that managers frequently fall into this trap. They want more out of their good people, so they beat the heck out of them. Overworking good employees is perplexing. It makes them feel like they're being punished for great performance. Overworking employees also are counterproductive. And of course, because they're loyal, they're good, they don't want to go back and complain to you. You're making me crazy. You're doing too much. So what do? They quit. They do the right thing. These people as well, the talented people always take on a bigger workload. We know that. We've discussed that many times. But they won't stay if their job suffocates them in the process. In other words, they're willing to work. They always do. Harder and harder. But they can't be suffocated. They have a life.
Can I ask a quick question about that? Who is it on the manager, or is it on the This goes back to something that we mentioned about three shows ago, and this was a young woman who just didn't know. But is the manager supposed to perceive it? Is the person who's the employee supposed to say, "Hey, could we talk about this?" Or should both people be sufficiently aware to do that?
That's a good question. So the senior person, the manager, should be trained in that perspective to see that one of your great people, your A-plus people, are unhappy. So that's the concept of the big P, perspective. Are you watching? Are you watching and taking care of your best people? You know, raises, promotions, title changes are all acceptable ways to increase your workload. But if you simply increase workload, because people are talented without changing a thing, believe me, Jill, they will seek another job that gives them what they deserve. Okay. But that was a very good question. And they're both responsible, both. Okay. I mean, if you like the company, of course, you're going to come back and say, hey, we really need to talk. Very important. Okay, next is they don't care about their employees. More than half the people now, this is a statistic, who leave their jobs because of their relationship with their boss. Half the people leave their jobs. I mean, how much money they're making because of the relationships with their boss. Smart companies make certain their managers know how to balance being professional with being human. It's the balance of both. And you know what, Jill? If your human resources people are not training your managers to do that, get rid of the human resources person. It's a waste of your money and time. Okay? There are some great human resources trained in getting the best out of the people. This article that I'm referring to does not involve them. It talks about the old-fashioned human resources. Hey, if they're not doing their job, get rid of them. You can't do that. Okay, get rid of the human resources person first. Bosses who really fail to understand the high turnover rates in their group should be removed as well, as soon as possible. Okay, let's move on because I want to try to get as much in as I possibly can for our show. Next, they don't honor their commitments. Making promises to people, Jill, places you on the fine line that lies between making them angry and making them happy and watching them walk off the floor. When you uphold a commitment, you grow in the eyes of the employees because you prove yourself to be trustworthy and honorable. Two very important qualities in a boss. We know that. We've discussed that before. Credibility and ethics. If you don't have those, they're not going to work for you. I mean, they'll work for you until they find the next job. But when you discard your commitments, you come across as slimy, uncaring, and disrespectful. After all, if the boss doesn't honor his or her commitments, why should everyone else? Interesting thing to follow, Jill. Next, this happens a lot. They hire and promote the wrong people. I hired Jill. I liked her. Is Jill doing the job that I thought? No. But I hired her, and I like her, and I know the family well. So I'm going to continue with her. And that happens a lot, Jill. You know, you hire the person. You made a commitment to human resources that this was the right person. You move and promote the person. It turns out to be a disaster. It certainly happened to me. It's happened to me a couple of times, more than a couple of times, actually. You know, you run the big outfit, the interview goes well, flattering. You get a secondary letter from a former colleague of theirs. Sandra, don't hire them. Ah, come on. She was terrific during the interview. turned it to be a disaster. The wrong people and hurt us a lot, hurt the company a lot. If you make a mistake, hire the wrong people, do the right thing, as hard as it is, and move on. Okay? Move on. And they don't let, some bosses don't let the good people pursue their passions. Talented employees, as you see, are they're passionate. Providing opportunities for them to pursue their passions improves their productivity and job satisfaction. But many managers want to work within a little box. Now, these managers tend to fear their productivity will decline if they let people expand their focus and pursue their passions. This fear is unfounded. Unfounded. Studies we found show that the people who are able to pursue their passions and work experience flow. A euphoric state of mind that's five times more productive than the norm. So you just have to be open-minded and be cool. And be cool. And the last one I'll do is they fail to challenge people intellectually. And that means, you know, one-on-one, here's my thought, what do you think? Okay? We need a new idea for Lincoln, the car manufacturer. Come back to me in a day. Get together with your group and, you know, come back to me with some really, really good ideas that we can increase the sales of Lincoln. We need to overlook the business. So they fail to challenge people intellectually. And if you have great people and you're not challenging them intellectually, they're going to go. Why stay? And that's about it, Jill.
All right. Well, thank you always for keeping us focused on this. Sandra Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day, Jill.